Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jewels from beautiful Southern California. Hey, have you ever had an out-of-body experience? Well, they're more common than you think, and sometimes you may not have realized that you even had one. For those of you who may never have experienced it before, you know, all it takes is a little practice, and it can happen. Now, why is having an out-of-body experience so important? Well, because, as we will show you, this is the next step in manifesting your true desires. Now, this is a very intensive show, but one that will allow you to expand beyond your current perception of your 3D world and be introduced to your spiritual body. And by the way, when you're in an out-of-body experience, you can even have a sexual relationship. And from what I hear, it's beyond anything you've ever experienced in our 3D world. Tonight, we have author and lecturer William Bowman, who wrote the books The Secret of the Soul and Adventures Beyond the Body. And he also holds incredible workshops at the Moreau Institute. This is going to be an incredible show tonight, and one that you need to hear to literally become a master manifester right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Do you have panic attacks or anxiety? Are you in the middle of crisis or in a depression? Are you experiencing grief or a broken heart? Do you have everything going for you, but you feel like something is missing? Could you be experiencing the fear of success? Well, whatever the problem, I would love to help guide you through it with fast, easy, and insightful hypnosis. Let me introduce you to your magnificent self with a phone or Skype hypnosis session. Remember, there's nothing more important than you being happy. So let's change your mind and your world immediately. Contact me, Jewels Johnson, Certified Hypnotherapist, at 951-201-2166 or go to lawofattractiontools.com. Okay, we're back. Before we get to William Bowman about the out-of-body experiences, I think it's time to remind all of the listeners something very important. The purpose of this show, and actually this network, is to keep reminding you that you are powerful. You have all of the answers about yourself and about life within you. You have a very, very powerful inner guidance system that is 100% accurate. You have all of the knowledge of past generations in your mind, and it's accessible at any time you need it. You have your six senses in which to read the universe's signs to you. You are a master creator, and you are the only one that knows what is best for you. Never, ever, ever forget that you're extremely brilliant because you are of the same energy of that which we call God or Source. I also want to remind you that there is not a psychic or a healer or a spiritual teacher that is more special or unique than you. These people are simply the signs that the universe is providing as reflections of your own mind. These teachers simply say the words or pictures that cause you to remember. So if you are ever in doubt about a psychic, healer, or teacher, then pay attention to what you are feeling. This is a sign that you and your doubt is correct. If someone says, trust me, and you're feeling not so trusting, then pay attention because you are right. As a matter of fact, if a person has got to say, trust me, then you know through the law of attraction that they don't really trust themselves. And when you feel good, enthusiastic, passionate, excited, and blissful, then you know you're on the right path and you are in alignment with your higher self. Listen to the God within. You know you're always, always right. Tonight we're going to introduce you to another side of yourself that you may not be aware even exists. And this is where I personally believe that 2012 is really coming into play here. We, as this massive human collective consciousness, we are all expanding into our spiritual selves. The day of the master is over, for we are all masters. We are all connected, and we are all of this source energy. And it's for this reason that I asked William Bullman to come talk to us tonight about expanding out our 3D world through out-of-body experiences. Author and hypnotherapist William Bullman is America's leading expert on out-of-body experiences for the last four decades. During the last 10 years, he has conducted an international out-of-body experience survey that includes over 18,000 participants from over 42 countries. The provocative results of this survey are presented in his book, The Secret of the Soul. William has developed a proven, effective system to experience safe, self-initiated out-of-body adventures. He conducts workshops with the Monroe Institute titled Out-of-Body Exploration Intensive. William is best known for his ability to teach people how to have profound spiritual adventures through the use of out-of-body experiences. In addition, he has developed an extensive series of audio and video programs that are designed to expand awareness and assist in the exploration of consciousness. William has, of course, appeared on numerous television and radio shows worldwide. His books are currently available in 10 languages. His website is, and I want you to write this down because I know you're going to want to visit it. His website is astralinfo.org. That's astralinfo.org. Thanks, William, for being on Law of Attraction Talk Radio tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
William, what made you get into this field? Why? What happened?
Well, in the early 70s, I had a friend of mine in college had a spontaneous out-of-body experience, and it changed his life. And I wanted to find out more about it because I didn't believe in this. I didn't think it existed. I'd never heard of it. And but it intrigued me because it had such an impact on my friend. So I decided, did some exploration, and I found that there was actually some techniques that were available that will help you to self-initiate the experience. And I wanted to be honestly, I just wanted to prove or disprove it. So I decided to do the techniques, which one of them, which I now call the target technique. And I did it for 3 weeks, and finally, or I believe it was around the 24th day, I had my first out-of-body experience, which was quite mind-blowing at the time.
So you saw your body separated from your physical body.
Yeah, that's what was so shocking about it, which I actually, during the course of the technique, if you wish, I can describe it quickly.
Please.
The technique is very simple, actually. You select targets. In my case, I was in a dorm room, small dorm room in Maryland, and I selected three objects located in my mother's home. They were objects that I had made as a kid. And what I did, I imagined myself walking into my mother's home and going to each of the three objects and touching them, picking them up, examining them. And as I did this, this is as I'm going to sleep. It's like a meditation where you just totally, you get totally relaxed. And I continued to do this every night as I fell asleep. And at first, nothing happened. And that's why I was starting to think that this is just a bunch of baloney. And then suddenly, in the third week, I realized that things were starting to happen. And around day 24 or so, I awoken and I felt different. I felt like I was vibrating different. And my bed was against the wall. And when I reached out my arm and hand, my hand actually entered the wall. And that's when it hit me. Oh, my God, I've done it. And I, quite excited, of course, I thought of standing. And next thing I know, I'm standing at the foot of the bed. And I look around, and it's like a lump on the bed, which is my body. And that's when the reality set in. Oh, my God, I'm out of my body. This is real. I mean, this was a total paradigm changer for me, because no one could have ever convinced me that this was a reality. But the experience sure did.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. Is this remote viewing, or is that something totally different?
Remote viewing is different. It's in the 70s, it was called psychic vision. Yeah, it's more of a seeing kind of ability where you basically tune in on a set of coordinates often. And then you try to just open your psychic vision and you allow yourself to perceive the environment to the best of your ability.
So with OBEs, you actually feel your body.
Yes, you feel like you have a body. I mean, you do have a body. It's an energy body. One of the first things I learned is that we're multidimensional beings and we possess many different energy bodies. And that the physical body just happens to be the densest outer body that we possess. And out-of-body experiences, or essentially, we shift our consciousness inward to a less dense energy body. And we experience that. But it for most people, it will look and feel just like their physical body.
And you're saying that we all have the ability to have OBEs?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody that gets over the fear, that a lot of people, unfortunately, have a lot of fear around this because they're so conditioned to believe their physical body is them. You know, look at it the other way. I mean, it's actually the most natural experience in the world because we are not physical beings. As spiritual beings or non-physical beings, our natural state is actually beyond the body. That's where we normally reside. And this is just a temporary adventure into matter right now. So it's actually, when you look at it that way, it's actually quite a natural experience where you get to experience your true self, your inner self, your spiritual self. And that's why it's such a profound experience for people, because you can prove this to yourself. This is not about a belief. There's no belief systems attached to this. There's no philosophies. This is all about doing exercises and having the experience for yourself, and then you determine what's real for you.
You said that you experienced profound changes in your life because of these out-of-body experiences. What are the benefits to it? What can we expect?
Well, they connect themselves to their spiritual essence in a much more profound way. It's a wake-up call for many people because most people are totally assimilated into the physical world and their physical body, and that's all they ever think about. They don't think about themselves as being anything but basically a hunk of flesh. And then suddenly you get this huge wake-up call, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm not my body. My body's just a vehicle of consciousness. And I have the ability to experience and explore and obtain the answers. In other words, the answers to the big questions. What am I? And where did I come from? Where am I going? What's my purpose? You know, most humans don't have a clue what they're doing here and what they are. They don't. It's kind of insane. It is insane. We have the capability of knowing the answers to the big questions, but yet most people don't even pursue them. And out-of-body exploration gives people an opportunity to experience these answers, not just read about them in a book.
So in order to realize this, do you have to be in an altered state?
Oh, yes, definitely. You enter into a very deep, relaxed state. In my workshops, I use hypnosis. I use a lot of deep visualization. It's very much like a deep meditation with a goal. Like I said, in my workshops, I'll go into a 20-minute relaxation, and then I'll start it out with some mild hypnosis, and then we'll do some visualization. But we'll go deep as possible, and then you begin a technique that will help you to self-initiate the separation of consciousness from the physical body.
Just out of curiosity, how many sessions does it take through hypnosis to have an out-of-body experience?
It depends on the person. It's generally, if you're in a private session, it depends on the fears, the subconscious and conscious fears of the individual, because people are blocked, just like they're blocked in their spiritual development. There's a lot of issues that's why we're here in a body. We're dealing with issues. We're working on ourselves. And it all depends on the individual. Some people will have an experience quite rapidly, and other people, it could take months. I do groups, as you probably know. I do at the Monroe Institute, I do 24 people in a group. They're all in a check unit. It's very sophisticated system. I just come back from Italy 2 days ago, and I did a workshop with 30 people. And they're laying on the floor in sleeping bags or mats, and we go through a series of techniques to get them relaxed and to focus. But everyone's different, really. What I try to, during a workshop, I really firmly feel that most people require 30 days of daily practice. It's like a meditation. We're not talking about some lengthy thing that's difficult to do. 15 minutes a day for 30 days.
So you're rewiring the brain and building new neurons away from all the blocks.
Yes, exactly. You have to reprogram the conscious and subconscious mind as much as possible to be open to this new experience, because most people are not. Some people have an experience right away. But typically it takes, like I said, for me it took 24, 25 days.
Wow.
And the average person, I tell people to stick with it for 30 to 60 days and select a technique. They're easy to do. They're visualization-type techniques. You do it as you're falling asleep. So it's easy to incorporate this in your daily life and experiment with it. It's very similar to meditation, I feel.
You have stated that there's over 50 million people who have already had OBEs, but yet many of them do not realize that they've had it. Why?
Well, the first thing people should do is to get knowledge about the topic. Unfortunately, in our society, most people don't.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of information now available that wasn't available even 10 years ago. I would suggest reading on the topic a little bit and finding out. For instance, if any of your listeners have ever had vibrations during sleep paralysis, hearing your name called, feeling someone touching you while you're asleep, a feeling of lightness or heaviness, like you're beginning to sink or float. Any of these things, there's many different events, especially loud sounds like a vibration and engine noise. All of these are an indication that you're about to have an out-of-body experience. It's called the vibrational state. It's a common prelude to an OBE. About 80%, 75 to 80% of people will have some kind of, let's just say, noticeable transition between their physical state of consciousness and this transition into the this non-physical state. And seeing through closed eyelids is a very common one. If you have that, you're already made the transition. And most people are just not aware of it. That's why it's important to obtain knowledge, because at this point, it's very easy to self-initiate the experience once you have these let's just call them preliminary energy signatures. This is like an early warning system. Yeah, you're ready.
What about when you get jolted back into your body?
Oh, definitely. A jolt is generally a rapid reconnect to the physical body. What I found from my, it's been almost 40 years now of exploring this, and what I have found and observed from my out-of-body experiences is that everyone leaves their body at night. Everyone is disconnected. Sleep is actually the process of disconnect, and I'm not saying they float up at the ceiling, but they're out of sync with their physical body. They're floating maybe 2 inches out of sync. It's a recharging process that occurs. So in a sense, all humans and all mammals actually leave their bodies at night. But people remain unaware of this because, of course, they're in a sleep mode. They're in a dream mode. Some people lucid dream. But because they haven't been trained to use and to expand their state of consciousness to incorporate this reality. You know, we're programmed, as you know, as a hypnotherapist, you know, we're all programmed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're programmed from birth to believe we're a hunk of flesh. We're programmed to believe we're human. We're programmed to believe we're all these different things. Unfortunately, all these things are just a temporary facade.
Mm-hmm.
As soul, we are none of these things. As spirit, as consciousness, we're none of these physical things, none of the roles we play. So we have to reprogram ourselves through these techniques to begin to reconnect with our spiritual essence and to experience ourselves free from, you know, really this outer physical vehicle that we're using for a very short period of time.
You know, what's real interesting is that those who are having near-death experiences are having out-of-body experiences. So this has a lot to do with transition, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. I'm writing I have a new book coming out in March that's going to be totally revolving around what do people experience at death and what happens after death. According to Raymond Moody's research and Ring and so many other people that have studied near-death experiences, the separation of consciousness is essential in the process of death. I mean, we have to separate from the body eventually, and that's why a near-death experience is one of those components of near-death experiences. OBEs are just common experiences in all near-death experiences because there has to be a separation, and that's what the OBE is. But I like to make a point just to clarify here. An out-of-body experience on its own has nothing to do with death. You can have, and I have had, my God, probably 1,000 out-of-body experiences, but I've never had a near-death experience. Unfortunately, in our society, the two have been connected in a way that's inappropriate. And that's one thing I like to clarify. What I teach people to do is to do this consciously and safely. There's no problems with it initiating a death response or anything like that. It's never happened because we are not physical beings. So according to Melvin Morris, who wrote some excellent books, Closer to the Light, etc., he says that out-of-body experiences are the most common paranormal experience on the planet.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, except that people just don't understand and connect with the significance of them because they're subtle. Mm-hmm. I've had out-of-body experiences where I didn't know I was out-of-body until my hand went through the refrigerator door.
And you're looking for food, and all you get is air.
But a lot of people, I mean, people that sleepwalk, people that... there's a lot of things going on that people don't understand, and there's a natural tendency for people to leave, at least for temporary while they're sleeping, to separate from their bodies. And what occurs then, they often perceive as a dream or a lucid dream. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, you hear about all these stories about contact with dead loved ones. A lot of times these are out-of-body experiences that people are, you know, and then they wake up and they're shocked. And, oh, I could have swore I just had communicated with my my mother who just died. Raymond Moody talks about this all the time. And, of course, what they've actually done, to have that experience, they had to disconnect from their... In other words, they had an out-of-body experience.
Uh-huh.
But they're not connecting the dots.
When we have OBEs, can we go anywhere we want just by thinking it?
Yes.
Can we affect things? Can we get answers? What's the upside to all of this?
Well, that's just it. I feel, and what I teach people to do is to have their own profound experience by, for instance, I teach people to, when they have an out-of-body experience, to move away from their body, use a technique called awareness now to center yourself, and then demand to experience your spiritual essence during an OBE. It's incredible. In other words, everybody talks about, well, if I, this and that and, you know, you hear from yogis and all, it makes it sound so difficult to have these experiences, but it's not. Mm-hmm. During an out-of-body experience, we're halfway there. We're already out of our bodies. We're at a launch point to have a profound spiritual experience and to really obtain the answers firsthand. That's what this is about. That's the way you obtain answers. They're not found in books. They're found from our own experiences, because only then can we really, truly know.
This is incredibly exciting. We can be anywhere we want to be just by thinking. We can be with anyone, whether they're physical or non-physical. We have unlimited possibilities here.
There's no limit.
And we have all of the answers. We are infinite intelligence.
Yes, we are connected to all the answers, but we have disconnected ourselves from the answers by our focus on this external, dense world. We're looking at the end result of energy, the dense outer epidermis. The physical world is the epidermis layer of the universe. And when you have an out-of-body experience, you're beginning to move inward into a more subtle energy environment, and we're starting to move closer to the source of our reality. And that's why this is such an exciting adventure for people, because they get to be the explorer. The exploration of consciousness is really the threshold of all spiritual and even psychological exploration.
Psychological, because we are then connected. We are able to heal anything that's wrong with us, physical, mental. We have the infinite intelligence. Our life changes dramatically. I get it. It makes sense.
Yes, that's the power of it. I talk about this quite extensively in my workshops about how you can use different tools. You can heal. You can send healing energy to yourself. You can request that your blocks be confronted and resolved, because you can accelerate your own personal growth by demanding it, because you're already beyond the outer facade. So now, granted, it depends on the individual. I am not saying in any way, shape, or form that this is an instant thing that happens to everyone. It depends on the person. It depends on how much control they have and what they're willing or what they're ready for. Some people are ready for profound experiences immediately, and they have courage enough to demand the experience.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? And other people are a little more fearful, and they hang around near their body. It all depends, just like in the physical world, it depends on the individual. But yes, we can heal, we can readjust a lot of these issues that we're slogging through in the physical world.
I love this, William, because what you're doing is you're empowering people to learn about themselves, to take full responsibility, and to have that spiritual connection. Like you said, we don't need a guru to show us.
Right. No, I have no philosophy. I'm not trying to, get people to believe anything. My only purpose is to teach people how to have this experience themselves, to empower them to have their own experience, and then they decide what it means to them. For instance, I don't care what anyone's religious beliefs are. It's meaningless to me. Because you decide what you want to believe. This is all about having your own profound experience. And then it's almost like a giant wake up. It's like, oh my God, this is, I'm not this thing at all. I'm so much more than this. And only by personal experience can we ever truly know ourselves.
Let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity. When we go and we have our out-of-body experiences and we're spiritually in touch and connected, do we have the answers for everyone else, or is the answer that we're looking for, or the answers, just pertaining to us individually?
I think the answers are always for us. Each individual person. I don't teach any philosophy. Mm-hmm. My only goal in my workshops and in my writing is to teach people how to have their own experience. The conclusions they arrive at and the insights they obtain are totally up to them. I don't try to manipulate their belief systems or their concepts of reality, which I think is very important, because most people, that's what religions do. Everybody's trying to manipulate someone. There's always a belief system. There's always something about, you have to do it this way, and you have to believe this way. I'm the opposite of that. I feel strongly that everyone has to find their own path, because we're all such individuals, and that this is just a way. And kind of like meditation, you just open yourself up to have the experience through different techniques that I provide, and then you open up to the knowledge that you hold within yourself. Mm-hmm. Because we're already connected to everything. All wisdom, all knowledge, we're connected to it. We don't need some external person or book to tell us anything, because we're already part of it.
Right.
So we just have to learn how to reconnect with our higher self, I feel. And that's what this is about. Essentially, I teach people first how to have their first out-of-body experience, how to prepare themselves, how to prepare their environment, how to prepare their space. And from then on, it's about them doing the daily techniques and then self-initiating their own experiences and moving inward. This is about going beyond the astral world. First, people may experience the astral body, but then with repetition, they can go beyond the astral body and go further inward.
I love this. You were talking about your book that you're writing right now, focusing on life after death and what we experience through death. Can you talk about this for a minute?
Well, for most people, they're met by loved ones. And they reconnect in an environment that's very much physical-like environment. But they end up on the astral. What we perceive today, many people use the term astral dimension. They end up in a relatively mundane environment because they're so identified with their body and form. So most people limit themselves after death because they know no better. You know, you can't evolve beyond your own self-conception. If you conceive yourself to be a three-dimensional human, how are you going to spiritually evolve beyond that? It's very difficult. So most people lock themselves in what I call form-locked environments. So that's one of the things I write about in one of my books, Secret of the Soul, about how to get beyond that self-conception. One of the ways, of course, the most powerful way, is to have your own experiences, and then you begin to open your own mind the reality that, oh, I'm not just a three-dimensional being. I'm much more. I'm not just a mom or a dad or, you know, these roles we play. Also, I just released, just 3 weeks ago, a new CD set by Sounds True, a 6-CD set, titled How to Have an Out-of-Body Experience, for those that may be interested.
Oh, yes, I just bought mine. And they go to astralinfo.org.
Astralinfo.org. And it's available there. It's also available at Sounds True. But my website describes it. And
boy, I've got to tell you, you've got a wonderful website in which you can find everything. I highly recommend it. You talk about ETs and abductions. Let's get into that a bit.
Well, I have, in Secret of the Soul, I wrote a chapter devoted to this because so many people were coming to me with this topic. I think it's not nearly as important as what we were talking about earlier. But there's many people that if you do an analysis and start to investigate what do people experience during these abduction experiences that are now so common, you know, these UFO conventions in the United States will draw thousands of people. A spiritual event may draw hundreds. I mean, it's unfortunate in that regard. My point is that people really connect themselves to these topics because they can relate to it. They can think of it, to them, that's an exciting topic. What I found from receiving thousands of letters from people was that many of these, let's just call them abduction scenarios, if you examine all the phenomena associated with bright lights, being moved to a new environment, being touched, heavy vibrations, paralysis, you will find that they almost are identical to an OBE. I feel strongly that many of these abduction phenomena that is now so prevalent is actually a misinterpreted out-of-body experience.
Wow, that's so interesting. That makes sense.
People have been told, oh, yeah, you've been abducted, where actually what's happening is they're having an out-of-body experience, especially if it's a repeat experience. Many of these abductees say they're abducted every 3 weeks. My feeling, and I'm not trying to make light of this, because I've spoken at several conferences about this, but let's face it. I mean, are we really that interesting that aliens would come down and grab us every 3 weeks for years? I mean, it's more likely that there's something else occurring and our mind is interpreting. Remember, we're in a thought-responsive continuum. And if you believe something, you make it real for you. Because when you leave your body, you're in a thought-responsive dimension. My point is that we frame our events based on what we believe. And I have found, and I'm absolutely sure I'm correct, is that most of these abduction scenarios are actually, they're OBEs. They're out-of-body experiences that are being interpreted as being abductions because they lack sufficient knowledge about the total experience.
Okay. Let's talk about the law of attraction or creating through our thoughts. If we have an out-of-body experience, would we be able to actually create a different future for us at a much faster speed, more intensely?
Absolutely, because the source of all creation is inward, as above, so below. And to be more accurate, inward to the outer. So all thoughts, all physical objects in our lives, the precursor was thought. Thought was the precursor of everything that we have in our physical lives. And I think everybody would agree with this. First you think about it, then it manifests. Now imagine when you have an out-of-body experience, you're going to the source of creation. You're going to the energy source. I just spoke about this in my workshop in some great length. We have the capability of creating our new environment on this energy dimension. We have the ability during an out-of-body experience to rebuild our physical reality. Because on the astral plane is essentially, that's the energy mold for matter. That's the foundation for matter, is this energy mold created by thought. And we have the ability to create new energy molds while out of body, and to really empower these energy molds so that they become matter quicker. Because all things in the physical world started as a thought form. Then they manifest from a thought form, and they slowly evolved into an energy form on the astral plane or astral dimension. It was emotional energy, and that became the foundation for the physical object to appear. I have an article on my website about the mechanics of creation, and that's what this is, the unseen mechanics of creation occurring. That goes way beyond the secret. We have the ability to consciously enter this non-physical dimension and to alter our reality.
So can we create a brand new world full of peace for everyone, or are we just creating a peaceful world for us?
We can manifest changes in our own life. Remember, the reality is created by group consciousness. I'm not saying that we have the power to create the rebuild the reality of 6.5 billion people, but we have the ability to change our own personal reality. And that, for most people, is what really matters to them. They can build a new life for themselves. For instance, I also talk about healing the physical body. Your physical, all illnesses start from the inside because it's energy and work their way out into matter. And we have the ability, just like shaman have done for 10,000 years, to leave our physical bodies and to send healing energy to this substructure and begin to heal our own physical body and even the bodies of other people. This is what shaman have been doing for over 10,000 years all around the world. When a shaman, they're the intermediary between the physical and the non-physical world, and many shaman, I've spent time in Peru with several of them, they have the capability, some of them, of actually leaving their physical body and altering, moving energy. That's what shaman do. They adjust energy. They move energy. That's why they can be effective at healing. They break up blocks in the energy field of people. And because of that, they get that energy flowing again, and that allows healing to occur. That's why they use condor feathers, and they use these physical devices that you see in the ceremonies. But what they're actually doing is psychically moving energy and restructuring the energy body, or the what many people perceive as the astral body of the individual. Once you change the underlying energy structure, physical changes must occur, and that's when healing can occur. It's not a miracle. It's a shift of energy, because everything is energy. Yes, we can heal ourselves and others. We have it, and like I said, this has been done for thousands of years. In other cultures, it's a lost art in the physical world. Now, we're so obsessed now in our modern culture with everybody gets drugs. It's sad. We lost this component that was so essential. It's energy, shifting energy. That's what really heals.
You know, in the law of attraction field, we have a lot of people come to us that simply want to kind of feed their egos right now and win that lottery and not have to worry about finances, and they just want to experience the good life and manifest it all. But what I hear you say is that once you have an OBE, you lose the fear, you lose the materialistic world, because you're kind of in tune with the universe. So therefore, winning the lottery or the riches or the egos simply cease to exist. They're unimportant anymore.
Well, it comes down to discovering the answers for yourself. That's what's really important. And you do it through personal experience. I tell you one thing, an out-of-body experience gives people a total shift of their consciousness. just like a near-death. Near-death experiences do the same thing in many ways. Sometimes, of course, a near-death experience can be even more dramatic for people. But the beauty of an out-of-body experience is that you're self-initiating it. So during the experience, you have more conscious control. And because of that, you have the ability to make choices. You have the ability, for instance, to make a choice. Well, I want to send healing energy. I want to manifest a new reality for myself. I want to experience my higher self. You have these great options that you can explore. Out-of-body exploration is actually a great inner exploration of consciousness. And that's what makes it so exciting for people to pursue. That's why I don't do that many workshops, and they fill up very quickly because only 24 people can attend each workshop at the Monroe Institute. And they're generally, they sell out very quickly because people realize that this is the only way that you can do this in this controlled environment.
Okay, I need to ask you this because I kind of put it in my intro, but when you're having an out-of-body experience, and even though you're not next to another person, you can still have a very sensual experience. You can have a sexual experience. You can experience that. Boy, I bet George Clooney's really busy.
Yes, because when you're in your astral, you are in a highly, it's an emotional energy body. It feels very much like the physical world. You know, a lot of people feel that it's like you feel totally disconnected and you're floating. No, not for most people, especially at the beginning. It's actually a very physical-like sensation. You actually feel like I said, I thought I was still in my physical body. This is very common. It feels very much like a physical body because it's still an energy body. But we have the capacity, as we gain experiences, to move inward. But the astral body is quite a sensual body. People have sensual feelings. People have tactile feelings. You follow me? It's not some airy-fairy, I'm going to be like a little spirit. No, it's not like that's one of the illusions that, unfortunately, is totally false.
So I could go have a sexual experience with George Clooney.
Oh, absolutely. And most people do, spontaneously. This happens all the time. People write to me. It's quite common. But it depends on where your focus is. It depends on what your needs are at that time. People are drawn together, and yes, they will spontaneously have a sexual experience. Mm-hmm. And it's everyone, it's a quite incredible experience. But my point is that it depends on the subconscious and the conscious drives of the individual, what they experience. If your goal is spiritual development, your experience will be different than someone whose goals may be to have a sexual rendezvous.
Right.
Everybody's experience is different. There is no norm. I want to make that very clear because so many people reach conclusions about, oh, it's this. It's whatever your state of mind dictates, because you are the controller. Your state of consciousness will control your experience.
You mentioned on your website about this silver cord and that it connects us to the spiritual realm. Could you talk about that for a second?
Well, what I found is that this is actually a minor connection between our physical body and our densest energy body, I found. It has nothing to do with our soul, and there's a lot of misinformation about this. There is a connection, but it's actually a very almost physical-like connection. When you have an out-of-body experience and shift your awareness into higher, let's just say more subtle energy bodies, the silver cord is no longer comes into play. That is almost like almost like a chakra connection between your densest energy body and your physical body. And what I teach people to do is to go beyond that. But many people, you know, this whole concept of body, mind, spirit is actually quite childish. We're much more complex beings than that. That's one thing we know for sure from having many, many out-of-body experiences, because we possess multiple energy bodies. We're not just body, mind, spirit. We're energy bodies between the body and the mind. And that's what makes this subject so fascinating. We possess, you know, a lower astral body, a denser energy body, and we also possess our normal astral body, or what I would call middle astral body. And these were shifting in between during our experiences. So, in other words, we're far more complex because we're a microcosm of the entire universe. Mm-hmm. We already exist on every level of the universe in an energy body, but most people are unaware of it because they're so focused in the physical or the epidermis.
Are you talking about the superstring theory and how we're all connected to the infinite intelligence?
Yes, we all are all connected. The superstring is, of course, it's quantum physics.
Uh-huh.
In one of my books, I have a chapter devoted to the connection between quantum physics and our spiritual experiences during OBEs. And yes, it's in a way, it is connected because all of us are connected. That's what makes this so fascinating, though, is that you can explore this on your own. That's why people, I think, I think today especially, people are really waking up to the fact that they have this opportunity to actually explore this on their own. This is really about an inner exploration. You feel like when you have your own experience, you feel like Christopher Columbus just discovering the new land. I mean, for each individual, everybody tells me this, because it's such a profound experience that you have the ability to do yourself, and that's what's empowering. You don't have to depend on someone else telling you, well, this is what you should do, this is what you have to believe. We're rapidly, I think, as soul, evolving beyond the need for that kind of spoon-fed. I think we all must be self-empowered to have our own experiences, or we're kind of, if we don't, we end up being a pawn of belief systems.
Well said. And I just want to remind everyone that everyone can do this, and it's not difficult. It's very easy. As a matter of fact, it's easier than traveling to meet someone who's going to give you expert advice, and it's much easier than you finding that healer to heal you. It is so easy. And it's so worthwhile to experience this yourself. Your comments on 2012.
That evolution is occurring just as it's planned. Uh-huh. And that we are evolving just as we're designed to evolve. And that nothing in 2012 is going to be radically different than 2011. I mean, it's a continuous progress of our evolution through form. Because that's what we're doing here. We're evolving through the use of form.
Wow, what an exciting topic. All of this, everything that you've talked about tonight, I am excited about the possibilities for all of the listeners.
Well, it's an exciting journey of consciousness for all of us. That's what I find. When I do my classes, I really enjoy it because it's such an exciting topic. It's exciting to delve into the whole thing because a whole new world opens up.
And this exploration into the inner self is perfectly safe.
Exactly. And that's one thing I'd like to just cover real briefly, and that is we've been conditioned, unfortunately, because of religions and other things, we live in a very fear-based society and culture. And I have found that all that is totally, totally bogus because we're incredibly powerful, creative beings. We're immortal. Just think about it. We're completely immortal beings that can create our reality. For God's sake, you don't get any more powerful than this. And this whole idea, the only thing holding us back is our fear. And we once we begin to break free from this indoctrination of fear, that's when things really start. That's when people really begin to have profound experiences. And they let go. They realize, oh, you're right, I'm not this physical body. Matter of fact, when people prolong their out-of-body experiences, they find out very quickly that they're not even human. They lose the humanoid form because soul is not human. Soul doesn't have eyes and ears and legs. Soul is pure consciousness. It has the capability of taking on any form it needs to learn and grow. And that's one of the things people learn, and it's like it's a giant eye-opener. It's like, oh, my God, everything I've been told is a lie. I'm so much more than what I ever thought I am. So that's what makes it exciting, this transition of consciousness.
So powerful. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of this magnificent information with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And I hope we'll be running into each other in our out-of-body experiences. That would be something to talk about in our next interview. For all the wonderful listeners out there, be empowered. Know how smart you are, how brilliant you are, and how spiritual you are. I look so forward to sharing all of this energy with you again next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.